Okay, so just to review quickly what we have so far. So we have essential machlokes is Rabbi Yochanan Minuri against everyone else, I guess. Which is, Rabbi Yochanan Minuri says that you do machlios in Kedushas Hashem. Okay, and everyone else says you do machlios chonos and shofros. Okay, machlios in the 4th, 5th, 6th, machlios chonos and shofros with tekiyos, all together. Okay. And Rabbi Yochanan Minuri said to Rabbi Yochanan Minuri, if you're telling me that you're separating, you know, the machlios from the chonos and shofros, then you might as well make less psukim. You're not blowing the machlios, might as well cut down the number of psukim also. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva says it's all one group, and they're all together, 10, 10, 10, therefore they're all one thing, you do them all together. Okay, that's a basic fact. Okay, so the first step we made was that, based on this Gemara, is that the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah is really seems to have three components, okay? Which is Shvisa, the basic, the basic or Mikra Kodesh, whichever one it is, the basic Kedushas Hayom of Yantav, okay? Then it has Zichronos, and then Shrua. Right, Yom HaZikaron, Yom Shrua. Okay, you don't have Yom Malchias, it doesn't say Yom Malchias. Okay? It's basically, and that's the Pasuk, is Shabbason is Esar Malacha, Zichron is Zichronos, Shrua is Shofros, Mikra Kodesh is Kedush Zayom, the basic Kedush Zayom. Okay, those are components of Kedush Zayom. And we said there's a Raya, we mentioned this yesterday, but I didn't put it down. That the Gemara says Zichron Shrua, Rashi says to be Mazkir Psukim of Zichronos and Psukim of Shofros. So the Ramban asks, he says, well, what happened to Psukim of Malchias? You know, it's not there. Why doesn't Rashi mention those? So I think it's good though what we're saying. It's because that's not the Kedush Zayom. The Kedush Zayom is not Malchias. Kedush Zayom is really Zichronos and Shofros. Those made it to the Kedush Zayom. The Malchias is not part of the Kedush Zayom. In fact, Malchus is only brought in, like the Gemara says, for parenthetically, so to speak. Like, either you say, because you can't have Zichronos without Malchus. So you have to mention the Zichronos. Okay, that's one of the Pshatim. The other one is a Hekesh. Okay, or Smichas of Parshios. So this being the case, we said Rabbi Yochanan Minuri's position is understandable now. Because the middle of the Shemana Esrei is really the Kedush Zayom. And every Shabbos Yantar, that's Kedush Zayom. Now here it's an expanded Kedush Zayom. So you have three brachos. Kedush Zayom. Then that's the basic Kedush Zayom. Then you have Zichronos and Shofros, the two additional components of Kedush Zayom. But Malchios is not part of the Kedush Zayom. Malchios is a different thing. That on Rosh Hashanah, which is the Yom HaZikaron, so God is appeared is Nira Kemelech. So that's like God's Malchios becomes manifest. And therefore, when we're saying Hakel HaKadosh, Kedushas Hashem, HaMelech HaKadosh, we're talking about Kedushas Hashem, God's uniqueness. We bring out the dimension of Malchios. So Malchios is an expansion of the Kedushas Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. But it's not the identity of the Yom. It's not a Yom Malchios. It doesn't say anywhere it's Yom Malchios. The difference between the Kedushas Hayom and then like a theme on the day. Like for instance, like Shabbos, the Kedushas Hayom is Shvisa. It's a Yom HaShabbos. Right. But then you have, let's say, Kavanah Oneg. Kavanah Oneg aren't the Kedushas Hayom, but they're like mitzvahs and they're ideals in the Yom HaShabbos. So, I mean, I don't know if it's exactly the same thing, but the idea is that not everything which is an important idea on the day is the Kedushas Hayom. So Kedushas Hayom means the definition of the day, that it's part of the very identity of the day. The day is identified. You see, we say in the Tefillah, Yom HaZikaron. You see, the Torah says, Yom Teruah Yalachem. Mm-hmm. So these things are the identity of the Yom. And Shabbosom. It's Shvisa, it's basically the Yom. But it doesn't say Yom Malchios. So, but because of the Yom HaZikaron in the Shofar, Malchios Hashem becomes of extreme importance. And therefore it's a theme which we talk about and expressing of Shevachon during this day. It's not the identity of the day. Because once you talk about Malchios Hashem, it can become very important, because Malchios Hashem is the most important thing. Can't, you know, what's more important than Malchios Hashem? But it doesn't mean that in terms of the Yom, its existence in the Yom is the definition of the Yom. Malchus Hashem is always true, I mean, but now you're focusing on it because the Yom is the Yom HaZikaron, and whenever you have Zikaron, you have to bring in Malchus. So it's being brought in, and now it becomes very prominent. But it still doesn't mean that it's the Kedushas Hayom on the Kasha. It's part of the Kedushas Hashem. You're talking about the God's separation from everything else, and you're explaining, you see HaMelech HaKadosh, so you mean part of Kedushas Hashem includes the idea of Melech. Malchus Hashem is the ultimate level of ideas about God's exalted existence. So that's where it belongs. It doesn't belong in Kedushas Hashem. Okay, so that's a real minority. That's his argument. Is that really Malchus and Shavuos is not really a unit in the way you think. It's true, they're three parts. They're all important in Rosh Hashanah, and they're ma'akev one another. That's true. But they're not the exact same thing. They're different. They're not the same thing. There's a, two of them are part of the Shayam, and the other one is drawn along because of them. But its place is not with the Gishayam, its place is with Gishayam Hashem. To which Rabbi Akiva responds, we understand his question a little bit, we just understand his position. He responds, he says, if you're telling me that really Malchus is separate from Zichronos and Shofros, and there's not like a unit here, is it's funny that Chazal set up this halacha of 10 psukim, 10, 10, 10. I mean, essentially you have a structure which seems to indicate that they really have three equal components. So if it were the case that really they serve two totally different functions, so then you'd think Chazal would indicate this by making a change in Malchus to show that it's not the central theme in the
Yom. Wouldn't have given it the same structure.
What? Yeah, they wouldn't have given it the same structure. The fact that they give it the same structure, I think, is an indication of the fact that really these are three equal parts.
Three learning teshas.
Why exactly? I mean, I think he means literally do nine. Why exactly that's the thing to change, or how exactly you could change from 10 to 9, I'm not sure. I don't know this will give 9 and 10. I mean, maybe you guys are in a Pesach, so that's the next Mishnah. But It seems like this idea, I don't understand it fully. But the outline of his argument is that if you're telling me the three totally different things, three components of the Yom, I'm sorry, they're three different, they're not the same thing, they're really separate, and Malchus is one function, and Zichronos Shofros is a different function, then don't set up the structure which implies that they're really all the same thing. They're not the same thing. They should be different. So Vashtani Shtani should manifest it in the structure of the thing. Okay, so that's Rabbi Chaminori, and that's Rabbi Kiva's Kasha. But the question is, okay, so now what do you, Rabbi Akiva, suggest? And what he's saying is, it sounds like that they're really one at one unit. But what about the fact that the psukim do not indicate that the Malchus is part of the Shazayom? So what that, you know, so what are you learning? You know, why are you just shoving in the Malchus there? Like, how does that work? Well, you know, what's his position? What's his svari? Rabbi Akiva. Because he puts the Malchus really four.
Right.
4, 5, 6. And Malchus is together with Zion. Right, but we did notice that it doesn't seem like he holds that it's a din that it's Malchus has to be together with Yidr Zion. Because you see later as a Machlokas whether you put Yidr Zion as 4 or 5. Because you put it first or middle. You know? It doesn't seem to be right. Because the first time, mean, presumably, Rabbi Akiva is the same as Rabbi, which is put it together with the Malchus. Right. So it's not because the concepts of Malchus are related to the concepts of Yidr Zion. But it seems to be just that you have to have Malchus, Chas, and Shofros. And then 4, 5, 6. And then you're just throwing in Kedushas Hayom like the normal thing. I mean, we'll get to that Machlokas. But what I'm saying is, it doesn't seem like he's holding specifically you want to really, you know, put Malchus together with Kedushas Hayom. You know, because conceptual relationship. But the question is, what's this far, right? So here's what I'm thinking. Think like this. That why are we mentioning Machas, Machas, and Shofros here in Musaf? Notice we only do it in Musaf, right? Isn't that interesting? Regular, we just do whatever. Mekali Shov, Yom Zikaron. Okay.
Milk
Polaris. Milk Polaris, Mekali Shov, Yom Zikaron. Okay. We don't do Machas, Machas, and Shofros. So why do we do it? So presumably it's because of the Gemara. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lufanei Malchias, Kishtam Lechuni Alechem, Zichronos, Kadishya, Zichronim, Levin Shemayim. If I'm ever shofar. So it seems like that's why you're mentioning it. Okay, the reason why is normally you have normally Shemona Esrei. This is why normally Yom Tov Shemona Esrei goes. You have a three intro, you have three conclusion, and the middle is like their sale. Okay? You don't start having all this whole expansion and all these themes. I mean you just have you cut to the chase, the seven brachos. The middle one is like their sale. And I guess that's what we do in the other brachos. We take the punchline of their sale. I guess the bracha is summarizing the Zayam in the general way, like normal Yontif. It's that bracha is, I think, very similar to an ordinary Yontif bracha. It's a regular bracha like the Zayam. So that's the way we normally do things. That's basically the model for every Shemona Esrei on Yontif, and that's the model. That's the model we use on Rosh Hashanah and all the other tefillos on Rosh Hashanah. But now you have a separate v'chayev of the Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lefanai, Rosh Hashanah, Machias, Shem Lechuni Alechem, Zechon, right? There are these ideas important ideas in Rosh Hashanah that have to be expressed through tefillah. Okay, that's apparently that's what Maimar is saying. That there are important ideas on Rosh Hashanah. Malchus Rosh Hashanah. There are three ideas in Rosh Hashanah, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that you should express in tefillah. Okay, should be expressed in tefillah, and that's why we're saying Malchus Rosh Hashanah. And when do we do it in Masaf? I think, by the way, the Baal Amar did it in all the tefillahs, but we don't. We do it in Masaf. Okay, so apparently, so we have kind of like two things going on here in Musaf. On the one hand, Musaf is the basic Kiddush Zayam, the basic tefillah of Kiddush Zayam. Okay, but on the other hand, it's the place where it's like a new machayev of tefillah, which is you have to express these themes, machayev, chanos, and shofros, and you do it through the tefillah of Musaf. Okay, you squeeze it in there. Okay, so it's like almost like you have like two tefillahs in one. It's the tefillahs of Musaf and the generic tefillah of Yantav. Over here it's Rosh Hashanah. And then it's the tefillah, which is the vehicle of Malchus, Chronos, and Shofros. Okay? Because my point is, you're not mentioning Malchus, or Chronos, and Shofros because of the Kiddush Zayam. You don't do it as Shachros, and you don't do it, you know. You're doing these things because of the Gemara. In Rule of Fana, we have Malchus, Chronos, and Shofros, you know, that thing. So there's a Manu Mechayiv on Rosh Hashanah that express these important themes through tefillah. So you have a tefillah, like a two-faceted tefillah. Kiddush Zayom, and then Malchus, Chronos, and Shofros. Okay, so basically what Rabbi Akiva says is the way you deal with that is you kind of basically, into the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you basically overlay these two themes, these two components, I'd say. Two components of the Shemoneh Esrei. It's like a double Shemoneh Esrei. Kiddush Zayom and Malchus Chronos Shofros. So what do? You take the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, you do Malchus Chronos Shofros, and then you throw in Kiddush Zayom, wherever it normally goes, four or five. Right, I mean, but essentially, it's like you have two Shemoneh Esreis running side by side. It's like parallel there. Two Shemoneh Esreis parallel here. That's why he's not saying, "Oh, where should Kiddush Zayom go?" Well, what's it most central to thematically? No, it's not. They're like almost like there are two things running side by side, and they don't meet even. They're just separate. Okay, so you have Malchus, Chronos, and Shofros. If we're tefillah of Malchus, Chronos, and Shofros, you do three intros, Malchus, Chronos, and Shofros, and conclusion. If it's tefillah of Kiddush Zayom, you do three intros, Kiddush Zayom, and conclusion. So that's essentially what you do. You do the three intros, Malchus on Shofros, fit in Kiddush Zayom where it normally goes, and then conclude. And that's what we give his thing. And so he says that, you see that there, this is the Mechayev, the Emer Lefanai, Malchus on Shofros, that's why in fact there's 10, 10, 10. It's all basically, this is the Mechayev, this is the tefillah of Malchus on Shofros, you put them all together, simple. Okay? That's what we give. So far, so good. Now, what's so what about Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, I think, also he agrees with Rabbi Akiva, that the reason why you're mentioning the Malchus Chronos Shofros here is because Imrul Fana Be'emaz the Malchus Chronos Shofros, you know? He agrees with that. And that's why they're all 10. Because really, they're all coming for the same purpose. 10, 10, 10. Okay? He just has one problem. He doesn't like the idea of overlaying two Shemoneh Esreis, you know, one on top of the other, just as if like they don't recognize each other. He doesn't like that. You notice he says you have the normal Shemoneh Esrei of Kiddush Zayom, which is, you know, three Kiddush Zayom, three, and now you just want to put in Rachos and Shofros. You can't just put it on top of it and just put it there. He holds that you have to incorporate the Malchus, Chronos, and Shofros into the pre-existing structure of the tefillah. Okay, and as the Malchus and Shofros can't just be placed on top of the thing, laid on top of it, but they have to be interwoven into the tefillah, each in their appropriate place. Okay? And how does he do that? Well, he says, the Kedusha Seyom Bracha, the middle Bracha, has an expansion in Zichronos and Shofros. The Kedusha Hashem Bracha has an expansion in Malchus. So, if you're forcing yourself, even though the Mechayev is to mention Malchus and Shofros, you have to work it into the regular Yantav Davening. And the regular Yantav Davening has three intro brachas, the Kiddush Zayom, and then the three end brachas. And you have to kind of work out a way to weave in the Malchus and Shofros, even though they're a unit and they're coming in for one reason, but now you have to weave them into the Shemoneh Esrei. And the way you weave it in is Malchus doesn't belong to Zayom. It just doesn't weave in. It's a unit. It's very nice. But it doesn't belong there. How does Malchus going to fit into that? So Malchus fits into Kedushas Hashem. And the Zichronos HaShavuos fits into Kedushas Hayom. Okay? So the Machlokas is, how do you deal with this this like double tefillah? Where you have a tefillah of the Kedushas Hayom, like you're now regularly on the tefillah, but now you have a new Machayev of tefillah of Malchus Zichronos HaShavuos. Do you have to work it in conceptually and interweave the elements thematically? Or you say, no, is that since there are two mechayevim, you could simply have two tefillahs running parallel. Two tefillahs running parallel. So you have the tefillah of the Malchus on Shofros, that which has its own order. Malchus should be now Fishthema, it should be Malchus on Shofros. And you have the and you have the what's it called, and then you have the Kedushas Hayom, and you put that where it normally goes. But that's why I think it's good, you can answer why Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri does keep the 10-10-10. Because he really agrees. He's not saying what we thought he was saying. That the reason that really the Skronos and Shofros are here because of the Kedushas Hayom, and the Machiz is here because of Kedushas Hashem. Like they're split, so to speak. No, he really holds, in theory, he agrees with Rabbi Akiva that the reason why you're mentioning them is because Imru Fana, Machiz, Skronos and Shofros, and you need the unit. They're all three things. He just holds that practically you can't implement them into the tefillah without interweaving it into the conceptual structure of the tefillah. And when, in doing so, you have to split them up. But you keep the 10-10-10 because really they're coming as a unit. It's just they can't fit themselves in as a unit in terms of the order. But at least you manifest the unification in the fact that you keep 10-10-10. It's on the contrary. I agree with you. It should be 10-10. It just can't work. You can't do it. You can't put them in. The tefillah doesn't allow for it. Rabbi Kiva's making a chiddush that when you have this new idea of the Machlokes and Shofros, you could just overlay it on top of the regular Shemoneh Esrei and just have them coexisting side by side as if they don't recognize each other. You know, that's a chiddush. You can just do that. That's the question. Could you have that or not? You know? Someone mentioned to me there's a similar, David's brother-in-law said a similar thing. It is kind of related. I'm not sure if it's exactly the same thing, but you have machlokas by Avdallah, Atachon Antanu. So we put Atachon Antanu into Atachon Nas. But he said that Rabbi Akiva held that you have a separate bracha. It's his own bracha. You know? So it seems like it's the same Rabbi Akiva, by the way. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Akiva. Seems like he had, that's what he was claiming. I mean, it could be it's true. That, I mean, I don't know. It's hard to start connecting up sugyas, but it seems like it's somewhat kind of a question. It's like you have a tefillah, and you also have to give shavach in tefillah, apparently, on Havdalah. So how do you do it? You have to interweave it into a pre-existing thing, and then you pick das. Atachon das is the right way to place to weave it in. Or do you say, no, that it's, since it's a separate thing, you just make it a different bracha. You don't have to weave it in. You just,
isn't
it inconsistent? What? No, it's the same Rikiva. It's not exactly the same, but you don't have to. You don't have to conceptually like squeeze it into a bracha. You can make. See, here he's not making 10 brachas. Here's a little different. It's a little different. It's a little bit different. Why each one goes like each way? I don't know. I mean, that's a question in Shikol Hadas, whether you can have it, whether the tefillah could do that. I mean, either way, there's something to be giving. You know what I mean? Because on the one hand, if you interweave it, then you lose the integrity of Machas Monsa Shofros. If you don't interweave it, you have like a funny, you know, this funny like parallel structures going on, you know? I mean, the question is, could you do that? I mean, I don't know whether that's, I mean, you could see that that's something that seems possible, but it's a chiddush to say. You know, apparently Rabbi Kiva was willing to say it, Rabbi Yochanan wasn't willing to say it. I don't, you know, why they would or wouldn't be, I can't go further than that. The fact that there's two separate chiyuvim here is because I'm saying is that every Shemoneh Esrei on every Yontif is always, you have the main three, you have Kedushas Hayom, and then you have the final three. And that's why you have all the other tefillahs in Rosh Hashanah also. And now you have this Gemara that says, Rosh Hashanah, Hashem says, So it's not saying, say Zechronos because it's a Kedushas Hayom. It's not saying, say Shavuos because it's a Kedushas Hayom. It's saying, say these three things. It's one Memra, and that's probably why we always think of it as one unit, because that Chazal, which is saying them, is saying one unit. So it's not saying them, mention them, because apparently for the Kedushas Hayom, it would suffice, and all other tefillahs suffices for the basic Kedushas Hayom. You don't have to start going into all these different things, you know. But this is a new mechayev. This is a new mechayev. So now you have these two things and this one tefillah. I mean, I guess Rabbi Yochanan is all these. You're interweaving it. But even interweaving into Kedushas Hayom, I mean, they are different elements of the Kedushas Hayom. So apparently they could each get their own bracha. Like, could be, like, in Kedushas Hashem, you can't have two Kedushas Hashems. I mean, Kedushas Hashem is one, you know. this is not a good idea, you know? But in terms of Kedushas Hayom, I mean, there are different elements in Kedushas Hayom. So apparently, you can weave it into the Kedushas Hayom component of the Tefillah. It's not woven into the bracha of Kedushas Hayom. It's woven into the Kedushas Hayom component of the, you know, of the Tefillah, and there's three components. The Kedushas Hayom now is like a three component of Kedushas Hayom. And that's the Lema. Shabbos Ha'om, Zichron Shua, Zichron Trua. Those are the three components. It's the baseline Kedushas Hayom, which is the regular Yom Tov. You have Zichron, and then you have Trua. So, I mean, I don't know why you couldn't squeeze it into one bracha. I don't know. But that's not what you do. I mean, it's a good question. I mean, we noticed that you say Melech, that even in Shacharis, where you're not mentioning Malchus from the Shofar, so just Mekadosh Yom Zikaron, you say Melech al Kol Horas Mekadosh Yom. Okay. Yeah, so why are you putting Melech in? You say in Shacharis, Melech al Kol Horas Mekadosh Yom Zikaron. So you could say that means part of the Shem Melech. But I don't think so. I think it's just because you see what you're saying. Whenever it says Lissa, whenever you have Zikaron, you always have to have Malchus. So it could be is that you say Mekadosh Yom Zikaron, the Malchus is a. It's an underlying theme in the day that it has to be mentioned, but it's not Yom HaMalchios or anything like that. It has to always be there, you know. So it's even when you're mentioning the Yom HaZikaron and Shacharis, you throw it in there. But it's not the definition of the day. I don't see any indication that you don't see when the Torah is defining the Kedushas Hayom. It doesn't say it. You don't see anywhere Yom. You see Yom Shua, Yom HaZikaron. You don't see Yom HaMalchios. You know, so it's true in the Shavach. He's saying Malach Hakol Haaretz Mekadosh Yisrael. You know, but that's an expansion on the Baruch Atah Hashem. You know, Baruch Atah Hashem Malach Hakol Haaretz. You know,
it doesn't have to
be. So now the only question we have left is the 4 or 5, right? Yeah. You put it fourth or fifth. You go like the regular number or regular order, middle, right? Pretty funny machlokes, right? Okay, so the next question is, what's that machlokas, right? So I think you're both saying that the premise here is, what's the premise? Like, between the Kedushas Hayom versus the Machlokas on Shofros. Kedushas Hayom. Because that's every tefillah, it's always Kedushas Hayom. Every Yom Tov is the Kedushas Hayom. So you're overlaying Machlokas on Shofros onto it. But the Kedushas Hayom is the underlying, you know, basis of the tefillah. So they both hold is that it has to retain its prominence. Okay, it has to, you have to do it in a way which manifests that's prominent. Okay. The thing is that there's two ways of prominence. Like David said, for instance, the center. So something's in the center, that's prominent. And Daniel said, the center, the first thing, right when I finish the intro, right there, doing the Kedushas Hayom. You know, they both seem to be good ideas. But now, how do you decide? You know, like what's just to define these two ideas? You know, what do they depend upon? You know. So it seems like this. Like if you think of the center, I'd say it's like. When you have the center is when you have a chafza. Okay? What? A center is when you have a chafza. Okay, when you have a chafza, it's like, let's say, imagine like you have a presentation, a display in front of you. So the thing which is in the center, everything is like built up around the center. Like your eye naturally goes to the center of the thing, and everything's built up around it. Okay? But I'd say the idea of first is the din of the gavra. What the gavra does, what's most important first. You know what I mean? So it seems like there's two ideas in the tefillah here. Two ideas in prominence, two ideas in the tefillah, which is one is the gavra mispalel. Okay, that the gavra mispalel, you must reflect the prominence of the Kedushas Hayom through the gavra mispalel. And the way you do that is that the gavra mispalel is the second he finishes the intro, he's right on top of Kedushas Hayom. Right there. No, he's not wasting any time, you know? So the gavra mispalel, you indicate the prominence through the government spalal and his he puts first. Okay, that's one method of indicating its priority. The other method is that besides the government spalal, there's an idea of the sidur tefillah. It's like the tefillah is like a chafshel tefillah, and you organize and arrange. Chazal arranged the tefillah. There's an idea of like the mesader the tefillah. It's an entity, and you have to design it, organize it properly. And in the chafshel tefillah, you say that which is put in the center. Is has a prominent position around which all else is built. Right, that's like any regular tefillah of Kedushas Hayom every Shabbos. You have the intro, you have the conclusion, and the center is, you know, you lead into it, you lead out of it. You know, so when you have a chafetz shel tefillah and the sidur tefillah, if you want to manifest the prominence of the thing through the chafetz shel tefillah, the sidur tefillah, then you put it in the center. So I'd say in a regular Shabbos and Yom Tov, they're both chow. See, that's the question. I mean, what do you mean, like you normally do? You normally do four or metal. I mean, they're both normally chow. So normally, the prominence of the Kedushas Hayom in the Tefillah is manifested through the Gavra Mesbalel and through the Chavtza Shel Tefillah. They're both there. I mean, right after he finishes the Shevach Hashem, he jumps right into the, he gets the Kedushas Hayom. And also in the Seder Tefillah, it's in the center. But the problem is that on this Shema Esrei, you can't do that. So you don't have to choose which one is the appropriate method, which is a better method. I don't know exactly how you choose, but that's the question. Which method are you going to use now to indicate the prominence of the Kedushas Hayom above the Machias and Shofros? You want to put it in prominent. Do you put it in the fourth to go follow the government's follow, and the prominence of the government's follow? Do you put it in the center, as far as the Sidur Tefillah will be in the prominent position?
Very nice.
It's true, Rabbi Kiyo holds it. It's true that you're putting the Machias and Shofros on top of the Kedushas Hayom, but it's not just like a double Tefillah. I mean, it could be this is why it's possible. It can't just be a double Tefillah. I mean, what is it? But it's a Tefillah of Kedushas Hayom, which has Machias and Shofros laid on top of it. But you have to set up the tefillah in a way which indicates that it's a tefillah of Kedushas Hayom, which has Machzor laid on top of it. So you have to put the Kedushas Hayom in a prominent position in order to manifest that that's the center. That's the focus. So you can do that through the Chavetz Chol Tefillah, you put it in the center. But it doesn't mean you're interweaving it with the concepts of the Machzor. It's not the concepts. Because they're like, it's independent. They're just placement. It's the middle bracha. You have nine brachas, that's the middle bracha, that's, you know. But the government's follow, when you're acting, you don't start counting up things and, well, I'm gonna do the middle. That's like government doesn't go by middle. Government goes by what does he do first. But if you have like something in front of you and you're arranging it, so in an arrangement you have the center is the main thing. Okay?
It's beautiful.